Johnston and Beauregard responded by utilizing their tactical interior lines and shifting strength from their right flank to their left flank to try to meet the threat mounted by the Federals in that direction. And the battle came to center on a high knob called Henry House Hill. The Confederates held it. It's right near the Warrenton Turnpike. The Federals were attacking it, and the battle swayed back and forth. A key stand was made on Henry House Hill by a Virginia brigade commanded by Thomas Jonathan Jackson, a former teacher at the Virginia Military Institute, a very dour man. We'll talk more about him later. But Jackson and his Virginians made a stand on Henry House Hill. A South Carolina officer named Barnard B. at one point pointed to the Virginians and urged his men to do as they were doing. He said, "There stands Jackson like a stone wall, rally on the Virginians." Later, there was some dispute about what B. actually meant by that. Some said that he was being derisive in saying, "There stands Jackson like a stone wall." He thought Jackson should have been moving, not standing like a stone wall. We can't be certain what he meant, but the point was Jackson was making a stand. It was a nickname that would stick to him. He would be Stonewall Jackson ever after, and everybody interpreted it as a positive nickname, whether that's how Barnard B. Meant it or not. B. was would be dead very shortly, so no one could interview him about what he had meant precisely. But Jackson did hold, he and his troops. For more than 2 hours, the fighting raged on Henry House Hill. There was a widow named Judith Carter Henry, who lived on that hill on the top of it in her house. She fell victim to a cannonball that crashed into her bedroom, sent splinters into her face and stomach, and nearly severed one of her feet. She held on in great pain until late in the afternoon, when she finally died of her multiple wounds. Outside her house, her son hugged the ground, worried about his mother, raising himself up occasionally to cry out, "They have killed my mother." About 4 p.m., Southern reinforcements, the last of Joseph Johnston's troops from the valley, marched onto the field, marched into the critical sector of the field, and turned the tide. It's late in the day. These troops were the crucial component in setting in motion a major Union retreat. The Confederates raised the rebel yell for one of the first times, if not the first time in the war. It's an interesting aspect of the war that Union and Confederate soldiers seem to yell differently. Union soldiers yelled in a more disciplined way. They tended to chant in a sort of low voice, "Huzzah," as they went into battle. It sounds odd, but that's what they did. The Confederates, in contrast, had a much more free-form way of yelling. They would just sort of whoop and holler in a loud, high cry that some people liken to a fox hunter's cry. I think that says something about the respective civilizations. I'm not sure what, but it must say something. At any rate, the rebel yell floated across the battlefield for one of the first times of the war, and the Confederates slowly gained momentum until they had the Union soldiers in full retreat. It was hot on that July 21st. The troops on both sides were hungry, and they were thirsty, and they were green, and once their momentum had been stopped and then reversed, the Federal soldiers very rapidly made their way away from the battlefield. Orderly retreats are even a problem with veteran troops. With green troops, they very quickly disintegrate into a rout, and that's what happened here. As the Union troops made their way away from the battlefield, they ran into a large number of civilians. Civilians had come out from Washington to watch what they thought was going to be the one great battle of the war. They thought they'd come out and see the conflict resolved at Manassas. Whichever side would win the war. They'd spread out picnic lunches. They had a blanket spread out and hampers with food and carriages with parasols. Young children were scampering around the hills near the battlefield. And now in the afternoon, this group of civilians saw this mass, this disorganized mass of Union soldiers coming toward them, and the whole group became intermingled and made their way back to Washington. There was a congressman from New York, a man named Alfred Ely, who'd come out to watch the battle. He was captured by the Confederates in the course of the retreat, roughly handled by some South Carolinians, and soon on his way to a prison in Richmond. The Federal Army reached the Washington defenses late that night, having covered in a few hours the same distance it had taken them several days to cover going the other way.